7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here on my floor, and I've got a cat in my lap. Hi, baby. Look at you. You're so fluffy. And the cat is licking the blanket because it's delicious blankie time. Oh, my God. Okay. Right. So, what did I say everything? Dubious Goals Committee. I'm Tobe, chairman, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this sounds familiar. Right, so the last 24 hours have not been good. Not been good at all. I don't even remember where I'm at here. And so, this is going to be another very terrible show. I can't think. I have not slept enough. And let's see what happened. Yes, okay, so after all of the furnace crap yesterday and all the, and then, you know, the deck guy shows up and starts pounding on the deck, right? So finally, everybody's the hell away from me. So I can finally eat lunch and get some sleep. So I eat lunch and I was laying down here and I flopped around on the floor for a while. And then I actually fell asleep, and this was probably sometime between 3:30 and 3:45 in the afternoon. And I got a headache now too. It's just so I actually managed to fall asleep. And yay, maybe I'll finally get some rest. No, I woke up an hour later. I woke up an hour later, sweating, super hot. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I open my eyes and I start looking around. Something's very messed up because it's dark, but there's weird light streaming in the windows. And no, yeah, my power went out. So while I was sleeping, power goes out, the air conditioner goes out, and then I overheat. So I had to go into, you know, recovery mode because I was starting to overheat and that really wasn't working out. And then I did something kind of stupid. I decided to go outside because it was nice and windy outside. I thought it would be nice and cool outside. Well, yeah, kinda. It wasn't. It was just windy. And so I went outside thinking, oh, I'll just go down to the creek. And I'll play around in the creek for a while and maybe find some golf balls and maybe I'll see animals or whatever. So I walked down to the creek. And I had fun in the creek. I didn't really find anything. I didn't see any dudes. I didn't see any golf balls. Nobody was golfing. And so I came back home. And that was a problem because, yeah, it was actually like 23 degrees when I was outside, but it was windy enough that I didn't notice how hot it was. Because I'm sweating, the wind is blowing, I'm evaporatively cooling, just as I should be. Yeah, and then as I was walking home, I realized, oh yeah, I'm getting hot, this is gonna be bad, because as soon as I walk indoors, I won't be in the wind anymore. So it's like, it's exactly the same concept of stopping an overheating car. You know, the thing that's keeping you from overheating is the wind. You moving through the air it's cooling the radiator, blah, blah, blah. As soon as you stop the car overheats, right? The same thing with our little Tobster. So I gotta start thinking and making plans and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so I get home. And as soon as I open the door and I'm trying to get my key in the lock, you know, I am now blocking the wind and I can start to feel it happening. Okay, I'm starting to overheat. So I said, yep. I got in the door, ripped my clothes off, jumped in the bathtub, started blasting the cold water. So yeah, that was kind of fun. I made myself sick. And then I was sick for the rest of the night. And of course I stayed up all night again, well, almost all night. I did actually manage to fall asleep before dawn. Yeah, I could see the light of dawn, but the sun actually had not come up over the horizon yet. So I fell asleep sometime after 5, probably around 5:30. Oh, I got this delicious tea. I fell asleep around 5. I woke up at 7:30. And I have this weird little headache. And I still have it. It's kind of annoying. I woke up at 7:30 and I thought, oh God, no, 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 no. And I tried to go back to sleep and I was rolling around on the floor for, I don't know, about 20 minutes. I did manage to get back asleep for a little bit. And then the pounding on the door started again. Ba-doom, ba-doom, oh God, now what? Yeah, so now, I don't know if it was the electricians or the furnace people, whoever screwed up, forgot to do whatever the other day. Oh, I should mention that when I got back to my house after coming back from the creek, the power was back on. So that was also a good thing. And so, yeah, there. I don't know what the hell. So, yeah, more people have to show up and make a bunch of noise in my house. And of course, you know, they can't come at a civilized time. They've got to come at 9 o'clock. And so, all these guys finally leave. And I'm thinking, okay, now I can have some peace. Nope. Then I hear the doors slamming in the driveway and the construction job site radio starting up. And the hammering, the pounding starts on my deck again. Yeah, the deck guy's here. So, yeah, in the last 72 or more hours, I have slept 9 hours. And now I have a headache. I don't want to have a headache. So yeah, this is another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee where absolutely nothing happens. Except I sit here and I drink tea. Delicious. What are you drinking today, Tobe? Chie Guan Yin. Drinking that tea, Guanyu.
Okay, Brenda. Present! Astronomic kit! Present! Ghost bear! Ghost bear! Uh-oh! Tardy again!
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
...making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Now the tent was suddenly...
Nightman's wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
Almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Yeah. Cool. I think that's what I needed. Some golden earring. Radar Love. Easily my favorite song about electroradiophilia. Because that's a thing. All right. So my head is starting to feel a little bit better. That acetaminophen that I took before we started all this nonsense is starting to kick in. Plus, I got the cat now sitting next to me, and she's purring her head off. So I think I'm getting some of those cat healing purr vibes, or however that works. Plus, you know, we got the whole tea thing going on. Ah, it's so delicious. Yeah, I'm drinking more Chigwanyin today. Did I mention that already? I don't remember what's happening. I'm barely here today. And the tea is delicious. So what do we do now, kids? What's happening? That's right. It's time for everybody's favorite part of the Dubious Goals Committee, the Daily Candy Report. Welcome to the Candy Report. What kind of candy did I eat last night? I don't know. Good thing I kept all the wrappers. Uh-oh, Peppa heard the wrappers and now she's saying, oh, I want to eat the candy. No, that's not kitty candy. It's only toad candy. So yeah, last night I had... First, I started off with a strawberry poo-chow, and it was yummy. And then I had a mango hi-chew. Oh, that was a good one, too. And then I had another strawberry poo-chow. And then I had another mango hi-chew. So it was double strawberry and mango night. And then, actually, later on... What are you doing? Hey, no, don't... The cat is now trying to eat the candy wrappers. Kitties, don't eat candy wrappers. All right, there she goes. Candy love. I do love candy. I should eat some more candy. But you know what's really weird? I just thought of something. And I have to try this. I've got to try this right now. So get ready.
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon. Irish beef stew. Beef brisket. Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yes. I think that's what we call an unmitigated success. I think we're going to call that one Radar Beef. Oh my God, it was too good.
Do 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 pop down. 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 Sorry, the anime pop down. るかな。
Talk of the town, Mr. Tangerine Speedo. How you get around in your tangerine? La 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 la. Little that love is drinking gin and mellow yellow in my bungalow. Loving me, tangerine. La 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 la.
Chamala, chamala, Doria.
The French girls go zootalo, no, 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 zootalo, no, no. Coming at the target, you're as straight as Magellan. If you got a secret weapon, well, you sure as hell ain't telling. Cause your mouth made an offer that their bodies cannot veto. No woman can resist a man who looks good in a Speedo. Can get me a towel, Mr. Tangerine Speedo.
やだやだやだもうもうそのバグった 3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわいい。
もう誰にでも言ってるでしょそれ。
もうやだプレイボーイプレイボーイアブちゃん。
ミコさん、おにぎりなさい。
どうしてついてくるでしょう。クマさん、クマさん、お見通し。
やっぱバレちゃいました。
だって私たちって
ずっと一緒にいるし。
なせなせなせな。電話ないし。
とセクシュだ。
ニコさんニコさん、曇り無料のニコさん、めこいでめこいで、そばのことねべて、兄ちゃんも姉ちゃんもなめこはけけけけ、ランランランラ、クマニコダンスだ。クマニコダンシダンシ、踊らにゃそうそうそうに、明日もこの村なんだかんだずっとハッピーデイ、やっとハッピーデイ、めっちゃハッピーデイ、エビバディバディみんなハッピー、シュシ
ュ。 Oh everybody buddy みんなハッピー、including me. I'm feeling better. My head is not quite as all tensed up and weird as it was. So yay, my headache is going away. And I'm wondering if I should be blaming my hair. I realize that sounds unusual, but I don't know what's happening. I don't understand what's happening, but that's okay. I hear a weird noise outside that's now annoying the hell out of me, but, you know, whatever. Whatever. I don't care. I guess I'll never sleep again. And that's fine. That'll give me plenty of time to work on weird projects. Like what, Tobe? Well, I don't know. Whatever I was supposed to be working on for the last couple of days, but I haven't been doing jack because of all the interruptions and nobody gets to sleep anymore. Oh yeah, I remembered what I was gonna do. I gotta get the other opaque projector out of the closet. Wait, where the hell did I put the... Did I take it back upstairs? Where's the other one? Where's the first one? Could have sworn I left it down here. Anyway, so the projector I was going to use, the light bulb was burnt out, and I was gonna buy a lamp, but I didn't. And didn't I write that down somewhere? Tub checks his napkins. Somewhere I wrote down the... Was it an EXB? What the heck kind of lamp was that? I don't know. It doesn't matter. So I was thinking that the thing I need to do is to get the other projector out of the closet, which is now clear, so we can actually access the closet now. Yay. And see if it works, or do I want to take the lamp out of it and put it in the other one, or do I want to, see, I don't even know. The other one is a little bit better, but it's sort of a pain to use because that little trap door on the bottom won't stay closed, and duct tape. No, duct tape is not the solution to everything, no matter what you've been told. What am I going to do? I don't know. Maybe I need to do that today. And why do I even need to do this? This was an idea from 2 months ago. Yeah, it took 2 months to get... I don't know what I'm doing. And then I've got this cardboard cut up that I need to then make some little windows in, and then I'll put some gels on it. It's a whole thing. It's all special effects for my new show, which is not coming together as fast as I thought it would. But then again, I'm not putting a whole heck of a lot of effort into it. So, you know, I can't be surprised at my lack of progress here. I really should start thinking about lunch. I'm getting hungry. My head is... It's getting better. But anyway, you've been listening to The Dubious Tobe Complains About a Bunch of Stuff and Doesn't Do Much of a Radio Show Committee. A show that airs every damn day, people, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'm out!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.